Media Center. We are now joined by today's runner-up in the Alabama 500, and that is none other than Ryan Newman, driver of the number 31 Caterpillar Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Ryan, quite a race out there today. Please walk us through the final few laps from your perspective, please.
Yeah, that was about the only time I did race was the final few there, but a good run for the Caterpillar Chevrolet to get second. Wish we could have pulled it off. You know, it's one of those deals where you stay out front and caution comes out after you take the white. You're look like a hero, but you start backing up to the guys behind you, and then next thing you know, you've got past, and then the caution comes out. So I kept my foot in it and did what I thought was right, and I basically got tag teamed or double teamed, and the 2 and the 22 got a good run past me. The 11 did a great job of getting me going at the start there. Kind of remind me of the old tandem days of drafting, but you know, just not the end result that we wanted, but a good performance, and we needed that after my screw up last weekend.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Ryan, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Jenna and work our way around.
Hey, Ryan. So there was 3 red flags today, and there's 14 cars running at the end. I'm just wondering how to make these better races.
Oh, you're worried about that?
I'm wondering. I wasn't worried. I said I was wondering. Are you worried about it?
No, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know how, because what do you call a better race? First of all, that's a matter of opinion. I mean, it is what it is. Well, I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary or a super big surprise for this type of racing. It's totally different than what we had last week and what we'll have next week. So, it's again, it is what it is. I don't know that there's a desire to have a different product here at this type of racetrack.
Additional questions for Ryan? Do you have a question up in the press box?
Yes, they did.
Okay, we'll go to the press box for a question for Ryan. Okay. Well, Ryan, thank you. Take care now.
Ryan Newman, Christian Coley on pitroad.com. I was wondering there at the end, you got out there pretty far. Was there any level of thought that you were going to have to block? But were you more worried about blocking, or were you more worried about getting taken out?
I was worried about it all. I was trying to maintain the lead and keep a distance, and block as best I could without getting myself turned around, because you can overblock and be the guy at fault. So I just either did it right or didn't do it right, but either way, I'm not in victory lane.
Well, Ryan, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week in Kansas.
I'm sure there's some more questions for the next guy.
We are now joined by Dale Earnhardt Jr., driver of the number 88 Mountain Dew Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Dale, not the result you wanted on your final trip around Talladega, but maybe one of your more adventurous runs around Talladega Super Speedway. Please walk us through the race from your perspective.
All right. Yeah, we ran. We took off there at the start of the race and saw the car had pretty good speed. We got a speed penalty and a couple of things, lost us a lot of track position. We were able to get up back through there and get it back and get up into the top 3 again, top 2, sitting there chasing Blaney and Chase. That was fun, running around the top with those guys, their future of the sport. So it's fun to link up and have some fun with those guys. And then, just got lucky on those wrecks. Just, things start flying around. Ain't nothing I'm doing. I'm just not getting hit, and not losing control of my car. Just really luck. But the last one knocked the right front end real bad and bent the splitter down about an inch and a half and knocked it on the racetrack. And when we got going there on that last restart, it just wouldn't go in the corners especially. So everybody around us was just wasting their time pushing us, and they sort of figured that out after a lap or two and decided to leave us alone. And we just kind of hung on there to get a seventh. But I thought the car had enough to win before we bent the splitter down. And it was a great car all weekend. This has been a hell of a weekend for me. And I'm glad to be able to finish and finish well. That means a lot to me. I know a lot of folks came and traveled here to see us run. So I know they're disappointed we didn't win, but I'm glad they got to see us run the whole event, and hopefully they enjoyed it.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll start with Jeff Gluck and then go to Jay.
Dale, Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I know that wrecks can happen anywhere, but this was probably the biggest threat to your health remaining on the schedule. After walking out of here with your health intact, is there any sense of relief?
Yeah, absolutely. Had some trouble here in the past. I think that anyone who questions our desire to be here and compete this year and our desire to run hard and race can look at the risks that we took this afternoon, knowing that any of those crashes would have probably given me a bit of an injury that would have held me out of the rest of the season. So we definitely, you know, that's hypothetical, but it just, I think it says a lot about, you know, being out there and competing, wanting to compete, showing that we want to compete, and working hard, racing hard. So it this was one that I was worried about, you know, and in the back of my mind I was a little concerned. But you can't win the race if you race scared, and I've raced scared here before, and you don't do well when that happens, so you have to block it out and just go out there and take the risks and hope that it's just not your day to get in one of those accidents. And it wasn't. So I wish we could have seen what we could have done with a straight car at the end, but we tried to push Brad into the lead, but the splitters on the ground so bad we got disconnected, and the 31-11 went right around us, and it was downhill from there. But yeah, I was worried about this one, and you know, I'm glad we got through it.
We'll go next to Jay, and then we'll go to Bob, and then we'll go to Jessica.
Jay Busby, Yahoo Sports. Dale, you had a lot of time in the car there the last few laps to sit. Did you let the moment wash over you, the enormity of it, or did you stay focused?
It's 110 degrees in there. Ain't nothing washing over you but your own sweat. I was sitting there cussing NASCAR the whole time, if you want to be honest with me. Like, why are we sitting here? It's going to be like a three-lap race to the finish. Why can't we at least coast around and get a green-white checkered out of it? But I know that there's reasons to be sitting there, but it's not the most comfortable situation.
Go next to Bob and then to Jessica.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. You said that you were glad just to finish, but you knew your fans are disappointed. Do you feel any disappointment, and what do you feel about your chances to win and what's now kind of your last five races?
Well, you know, I think we go to the racetrack with a positive attitude. We know we have one at some of these tracks coming up, and you just go in there with that good attitude and see how the weekend works out for you. And you know, I don't think that we've lost hope on winning a race by any means. With the rest of the year, we can't. You know, I wouldn't want a driver who felt that way, and I wouldn't want a team that felt that way either. So we'll go in there with a solid attitude and see how it works out for us. I'm always disappointed when we don't run well at tracks I know we should. We did run well today, but I know that everybody was probably – there's a little bit of air out of the bag there at the end there for, you know, to finish seventh. I know those folks were hoping we could put something together. And I know there's a lot of folks came here particularly to see this race because it's the last one here. So I hate to leave slightly disappointed, but hopefully they enjoyed everything else they saw. I mean, we ran as hard as we could, did the best we could.
Go next to Jessica, then we'll go up to the press box for a question.
Jessica Ruffneth, NASCAR.com. It's been such an emotional weekend for you, just coming to this track that has meant so much for you and your dad over the years. And then just you mentioned that it's really kind of starting to sink in that this is your last season. And, you know, this is the last time you're going to be at this track. Can you just describe the wave of emotions, you know, this entire weekend and then throughout the race?
Yeah, I really do owe a lot to this track and the support that we've had here from the fans. I owe a lot to them. You know, it just has been a very fun place. This is when I was a little kid going, you know, we got to go to a handful of racetracks throughout the year. And this was always a fun trip. There was a pay-to-ride go-kart track down where the hotels were, where all the drivers and everybody stayed. And me, I'd get $100 from Dad maybe. And then Brad Means and me and Scotty Williams, Doug's son, and Bob Wickham's son, Mike. Bunch of us would run over there and spend all our daddy's money riding go-karts. And we'd go over to the Hall of Fame and run around in that thing just all over looking at all the cool stuff in there. And then during the race, we always pick on the folks that come to watch the wrecks. But me and the other boys, we'd run around the garage looking at the cars that came in there. They were broke or wrecked or whatever. And they just bring them in there and park them and leave them. We'd be looking at all that. Just so many good memories as a kid coming here. And that was back before hot passes and pit passes, garage passes. Man, you could run anywhere you wanted to go. And we was all over the place, having fun and goofing off. And then I got to come here. This is the first place I really run any laps outside of a late model car. Dad called me at the dealership and asked me to come out, come here. They were testing the V8 car for the Xfinity series. They were getting rid of the V6s. So I came out here and drove his car and with Dave Marcus, which was great, me and Dave and Dad. That was 1994. So a lot of great memories here. And then, obviously, the career and cup here, 4 in a row, all those things mean a lot to me. So I hope to always have a great connection here. And trust me when I say that whatever the track needs from me, anytime they want anything, I'll be here to help promote and support this place no matter what the request is. So they've done so much for me, and I want to remain very, very close.
Head upstairs to the press box.
Tucker White, SpeedwayMedia.com. Dale, with this being your last play race, you retire with 10 restricted play wins in your career. Does it mean anything to you that you'll go down as one of the best restricted play racers in the history of NASCAR?
Absolutely. Anytime anybody says you're the best at anything, it's an awesome feeling. I can't deny that it feels awesome to hear that. People consider you good at anything. It's a great feeling. And I knew that I wasn't going to win 200 races and 7 championships and do all those great things. I just wanted to come in here and be considered talented. But to be great at anything was beyond my imagination. So I appreciate people's compliments on my plate driving and the success we've had at all the plate races.
Well, Dale, thanks for all the time you gave us this weekend, and good luck next week in Kansas.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah. Safe travels.